Okay. Oh, wait a minute. For a disclaimer, someone just take this and read it when it's appropriate. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's assume the guise of a radio show. Alrighty. It's our holiday show. What can I say except Merry Christmas! Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Our holiday show. I love it. Our office holiday Christmas party. Let's say it. Let's say it. Office. It's an office party. But, you know, the potluck. Couldn't have the potluck. So how many of you have left dishes in your car? Where are you parked? Because I'll go out and get it. But I'll tell you something, though. When potlucks are outlawed, only outlaws will bring green bean casseroles. What do you know?
Live from Fargo, North Dakota to Peoria, Illinois, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we kick off our annual office party with all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says Merry Christmas, and he's glad he said it, it's Michael Feldman.
I love Christmas because it's not my holiday and there's no pressure. You know, I can just have a nog or whatever and get together with people. Thanks for coming, y'all. All y'all, give yourselves a big round of applause on our holiday office show. It's Christmas. Christmas in the office. So, yeah, but this thing, I'm a little bit, you know, bemused. Is that the word? By this whole the potluck thing. Can't have a potluck. For 28 years, this would be our 28th potluck. I mean, I can see outlawing office parties, but potlucks, bring a dish to pass, is on our state seal in Wisconsin. It's in Latin, but that's what that means. A sailor and a miner, they got a covered dish in front of them. Look at it close. So we should be really grandfather Christmased in, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. We're all set to go, you know, with our usual bash and dishes and so forth and cheap booze. Yeah. And I got an email from our producer, Adam Friedrich, her commandante, as we call him. Said there's been pushback on the holiday show. You know, the word pushback, I resent it, because it's not a word. It's not in my vocabulary. It's something a millennial would say and have some meaning to. I have no idea what that meant. I had a... Clyde's here. What about Clyde Stubblefield? Bring it, pushback. Don't feel you have to do anything when I say something, Clyde. No, stop that. That's why we don't have a drummer. Just take Clyde off the list for next year. Cross him out. More trouble than he's worth. No, he's never. He's never. So anyhow, pushback. So I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary. Means you can't do it. So, okay. Anyway, we have two problems apparently. I'll let you in on the background of this whole thing. We have two problems with doing our potluck Christmas holiday office show. One, it's not legal. That's according to legal. We have something, I didn't even know this, we have something in the station called legal. What is that? It's a noun, isn't it? Or is it an adjective? Who knows?
Both.
It just hangs there. It doesn't do anything. It's not modified. It does no verb. Legal. And I guess potlucks are, they said, legal said that potlucks are illegal, so ill them, in Wisconsin, unless you're a Lutheran circle. And that's not likely in this case. And the other part of it was, so you can't have the pot, like people can't bring a dish. The other part was, you can't have liquor. Get this one. This is a good one. You can't have liquor on the UW campus. I know. I applauded, too, just out of the sheer tenacity, veracity, whatever the word would be there.
Absurdity.
That's it. I knew there was something like that. So you can't have it on the campus, you know, like for functions or something. But still, come on. That's a good one. You know how it happened? It's the Rose Bowl spillover. I'm telling you something out of school here. Okay, but what happened was... ever since Coach Bielema did a no pants dance at the Rose Bowl before last. And they said there was liquor involved in that. Now, none of us, and it's funny, as a Razorback, he can do that. He's probably doing it right now. Got nothing else to do in the postseason. Oh! Oh! I do have the statute here, anyhow, in case you know, I looked it up. 3M potluck event means an event at which all the following apply. Attendees of the event provide food and beverages to be shared with other attendees and consumed at the event. B, no compensation is provided to any person who conducts or assists in providing the event or who provides food and beverages to be shared at the event. C, the event is sponsored by any of the following. Here's a church. A religious, fraternal, youth, or patriotic organization or service club.
That's us.
In so many ways, I think any one of them. A civic organization, again. A parent-teacher organization, all right, maybe not. A senior citizen center.
Well, yeah.
In large part. Or an adult daycare center, once again. Oh, yeah, okay, anyhow, where was I? The no pants dance threw me off, I must admit. But that's, so here we are, we're off campus at the terrace, where catering is not only legal, but required, so. And it's very good, we had, Nora's bat mitzvah is here, they catered it. Fabulous, she wouldn't let me in. Because her friends were there, and you know, but it seemed like a very nice event, and they did all the catering. It was wonderful, actually. So it seems the only way, I know a lot of you said that you do have your hot dishes, not so hot anymore, freezing in the car right now. How many of you have hot dishes in the car that you could bring in? Well, that's a lot of people. That's the normal size of our audience. Believe that? An entire normal audience has hot dishes in their car right now, cool and freezing. So in order to bring the dishes that are in your car in, we need a pastor to declare this a Lutheran circle. Do we have a Lutheran pastor? Okay. All right. Either that or we need to have an indigenous people of the Northwest who could declare this a potlatch. A gift-giving festival and economic system practiced by indigenous peoples of the Northwest, I'll have you know. So speak now or forever hold your peace to any Lutheran ministers or the Wawa Dietla elders. Okay, just leave them in the car. You can have them. They'll be cold out there, so have them later. Well, now we got some nice catering here for you, and at home you're on your own, of course, but I paid for the brandy myself, I want you to know. And although for this price we could have got a case of Corbells. Oh, you're applauding the brandy. Isn't that in the spirit of the season? Applauding the brandy. I'd buy like 4 bottles of Corbells.
Large bottles.
But for this price, we could have got a couple of cases, you know, and then they would have read about this show in a state journal. Page 1 above the fold. So, anyhow, it's not going to happen that way. All right, so let's see here now. But, you know, the only thing I miss, actually, is the dishes that people brought. First, I like the whole notion of they bring and we take, and some of them don't bring, they still take, but still bring and we have, and things, red velvet cake. I never had red velvet cake till someone brought it. It's a chocolate cake, That's red. When you're Jewish, you miss out on a lot of stuff. I didn't think so. I never heard of it. It's wonderful. Pierogies, which are Polish knishes. Wonderful things. Bourbon balls. I don't know what ethnicity that is, but I'm in favor of it. What a way to drink. It's an easy way to drink for those who have trouble swallowing. The upscale lutefisk in aioli. No, even lutefisk has gone upscale now, so that was delicious. We've seen it all here, you know. And then for years, I mean, I tried in making my dish to make a unique dish each year. So the first, you know, the Jewish ethnic thing, mini matzo balls and latkes, which are potato pancakes that when you slice them, you bleed all over them, and it makes them special. And you fry them up, nobody knows. Kosher cookies. Terrible. And then I went to other things. I heard I got a recipe for Velveeta with jalapenos. You pound your Velveeta, you roll it out, you put the cream cheese in there, and then you just throw in all the jalapenos that'll fit, and you roll it up, and you serve it to people. They love it. So I mean, you still can slice it up. It's a wonderful thing, but couldn't do it this year. So, you know, and then I ended up, of course, the past 10 or 12 years just doing the green bean casserole because, you know, the Gentile people love it. I feel like I'm talking to my mother. I said, Mom, they eat the whole thing every year. It's all it is the green beans, and you put soup in there, the mushroom soup. You top it with the turkeys, and you put it in the oven. Doesn't matter how long. Doesn't taste any better or worse. And then you let it sit in the car for a while. You bring it in. They eat the whole thing. You don't even have to wash the dish afterwards. They love it. So I'm sitting at home and I'm thinking, it's Friday night, and usually I'd be, you know, getting the turkeys out and getting just the right amounts out of the Campbell's can. You know, it's very important to get all of it out. And I'm feeling kind of bad, actually, because I'm usually making my dish for the show at this time, my casserole, you know. And then I see three rotting bananas on the counter. Naturally, I say to myself, banana bread. Rotten banana bread, but banana bread, and all of a sudden, I could make banana bread and bring that. I could do it, but it would be wrong. So even so, I'm sort of in a daze at this point. So I throw, you know, I mash the bananas, throw in the flour and a little baking, whatever it is, soda, a little cinnamon, sugar, you know, a little cooking oil in there and some milk and a couple things I can't mention because I have to kill you. 375, and just leave it in there. And I think, okay, so I'll make it anyhow. I figure I'll make it, but I won't bring it. Then I thought, well, I'll bring it. I just won't pass it. They can't get you for, you know, a dish to pass if you don't pass it. Then I think I'll bring it. I brought it. And I thought, I'll decorate it, so it's kind of cute. And I'll just cut it up in little pieces that people could take. I said, you know what, I could just... Because I can't stop and someone's going to take it. I'm not like giving it to them. I can't even get it out anyhow. So I put walnuts in there. It's, you know, so... If I put it here and leave it there, somebody takes it... It's not my problem. Merry Christmas. Oh. Thank you. I'm a hero. I know it. All right. So that's what's going on with that there. So, and by the way, that statute's 254.613MC6, so Wisconsin statutes. Look it up. Now, we're not having our usual all the news it isn't. We have, however, an entire year's worth for you right here now. It's 12 jokes for 2003. All the news that wasn't for 2013. Okay, let's go back now. January. Chief Justice Roberts clearly relieved to not have sworn in Osama this time. February, Pope Benedict looking forward to being Joe Ratzinger again. March, a president's dinner with senators, a good first step. Let's see how the dancing goes. April, George W. Bush becomes the first C-plus English student to have his own library. May, in Jerusalem, wailing wall controversy solved as women are allowed to use the kvetching wall. June, NSA director testifies before the House Intelligence Committee, then has to kill them. House Intelligence Committee, that's always my favorite committee in the House. July, shrinking Arctic ice cap threatens baby seal clubbing. August, woke up, I was a Chelsea Manning. September, by the time she is Mrs. Kansas, Miss Kansas will probably regret the tattoo. October, a shutdown over the National Zoo's baby panda back home after 2 weeks in a cardboard box on the mall breakdancing for bamboo. November, rather my seatmate had a box cutter than an iPhone. And finally, December, dairy farmer brought to Lambeau Field attempts to slap, poke, and prod Aaron Rodgers to his feet. That's all the news that was in 2013. That was painless, wasn't it? Or was it? By the way, we do have our Christmas letter, right, don't we? We do? Okay, I'm not going to use it just yet. I'm going to do this little thing here because you deserve this. I do this every year, or the other one. I have two, like, Christmas things. So I alternate them, you know. 20 years here, 20 years there. It's called Season's Greetings. Last year, I received one Christmas card from a mortgage company. It showed Santa lowering himself down the chimney, presumably to foreclose. Other than that, there was just the funeral home calendar, the one with the mortuary that looks like a branch bank, shrouded in snow with a sentimental reminder, there when you need us. This year, since I haven't thrown any business either way, I'm not expecting any Season's Greetings. Starting right after Thanksgiving, I go out of my way to alienate anyone even suspected of harboring my name on a Christmas card list. The campaign has proved so effective, I believe I have reached the point of no return. Christmas, traditionally, is a trying time of the year for me, and was even when I was a kid. First, we had a false fireplace. Second, we were Jewish. Even if Santa had successfully broken and entered, he would have never gotten past my mother. We did receive our fair share of Christmas cards, but most were from my father, the CPA's clients. Blue Island Slag and Smelting, A-Brass Scrap Metal, Season's Greetings, Top Prices Paid. And my personal favorite, Muskego Rendering, which each year sent out a snowy rendition of the plant with the legend, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Still, the highlight of the season was always the mystery card. Every year, my parents got a card from Sid. Always the same card, Noel, with each letter on a globe ornament, hanging from a disembodied fur bow like White Fang's limb as it reached for Soupy Sales. There's a dividing line on that joke. I tell you. And skews rather high. Inside the card was Merry Christmas in seven popular tongues over a skating rink. It was signed simply Sid, in quotes. Nobody claimed to know Sid or anyone Sid may have stood for, and it was a bone of contention between mom and dad for years until Sid slid into the protected realm of folklore like Elijah, the invisible Passover guest. This year, if all goes as planned, not even Sid will be able to track me down. It's just not in the cards. Although you never know, they say the Sids of the Father are sometimes visited on the Son. Thank you so much. That's the traditional Sid. And now, last week, I think it was, wasn't it? Yes. I tried to blank it out of my mind. We did a thing where people called in to give one line out of their Christmas letters. Because I think I want to keep the Christmas letter alive. You know, because I haven't gotten any recently. People, maybe they don't do them on the internet, I guess. You know, if you want to get a Christmas letter email, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? It would be terrible. You have to tweet like 50 times. to get it over on Twitter. This is my Christmas Twitter, 2013. But so everyone, we have people call in and give one line from their letters, and then we were going to put them all together on, you know, in real time and run it all back, and that would be like the What Do You Know Christmas letter, and it failed miserably. It was horrible. It was an embarrassment. I nearly left the business, but I'm back again. I'm over it. However, Tom Blaine, whose fault it was, redeemed himself by actually putting it all together into an audio clip, and this is the way it should have sounded.
Greetings and salutations and happy holidays once again, everyone, from the Hunt and Matthews family. Things are going well. How are they going with you?
Richard safely backed the train away from the attacking zebra.
Fubeth got a full-time job this year, $18,000 a year, and she has read 6 Dickens novels while on the job. Sweet.
She likes every food fed to her and is the most patient child I have encountered.
Cousin George finally got started in his endeavor to write poetry with roses are reddish, violets are bluish. If it weren't for Christmas, we'd all be Jewish.
Scotty had his final joint replaced this year.
Good one.
We're born, we grow, and as we roam, our circle always brings us back home.
Kathy's mom's keeping a low profile, keeping a supply of chocolate chip cookies, hoping we don't notice what goes on at her house. Church at 4:30, yep, we know when the senior specials start.
And what do you know, in November I was on a national radio show with Michael Felton.
Also, we wanted to share with everybody, this year, Mary's brother, Albert, got a job as a sign language interpreter in South Africa, and we're so proud of him.
And Michael seems to be recovering from his visit with the ghost of Hanukkah past.
Okay, I made it to Israel and back to visit my family, and my granddaughter didn't tell me shekit this time, if you know what that means.
Kristen has started a wonderful new family tradition at Thanksgiving. Thank you, Kristen.
Esther worked the first half of the year in Budapest, Hungary, programming the controls on the new Harry Potter attraction, which she is now installing at Universal Studios in Orlando.
She was mugged a few weeks ago, which wasn't one bit funny, but she said she'd like to have seen the guy's face when he discovered all he got in her bag was a water bottle and a stuffed animal.
There you have it.
Our little chihuahua, Lucy, has finally graduated from a hunting sock to a real dog turtleneck, extra small.
Greetings.
That it? Yes, that's it. The What Do You Know Christmas letter. I'm sorry, I blew it on that last one there. A turtleneck for extra small for the dog. I think we covered all possible. There may never be another Christmas letter as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, featured today with the boys in the band, Mr. Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer. Hi, Clyde. Good to see you, Clyde. Boys in the band, John and Jeff and Clyde.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
If I gave my wife Victoria's Secret, she would resent it. She would. She'd think it was a slap in the tush or something.
Oh, is that so wrong?
Is that so wrong? Exactly. That's what I would have said, too. You know, I can't remember the last time I gave her crotchless panties. Well, they were seconds. The price was right. You know, they weren't supposed to be that way. I don't know anything about that. How am I going to get down there? I'm going to walk, take a long walk around here.
Careful.
Get your thing out of the way there, will you, young man? How are the holidays over there at Jeff House?
Great. A lot of fun.
Got all everything picked out? Got a tree up?
Yes. tree is
doing. What kind of tree did you get there? Like an oak or a rooster?
No, a real pine tree, the real kind. Yeah.
Every year you get a new one?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Where do you get them? Neighbors? In the middle of the night?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go here. I'll sit and chat, Jeff, but I got a show to do. Very nice guy, though. You should talk to him sometime, but not in my time. How do smartphones work? Who knows? You know, I had a phone that's smarter than me. You know, they don't work as phones, I'll tell you that much. I've never seen my daughter use it actually to call me. You know, you do this sign anymore, it means nothing to kids. They think you're screwy if you do that. You do the phone sign, you ever do that to a kid? Doesn't work.
Never. It never works with the phone kid.
You have kids?
Well, there's one sitting right next to me.
Hi, are you on the phone? But you're looking at your phone, right?
No, I actually don't have a smartphone.
You don't? What's the matter with you?
I just never needed it. I just use it as a phone. So.
You use it as a phone?
Yeah, I just need a phone.
You disproved my entire existence.
Yes, I did.
And you are?
Jason Fraser.
Jason, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Very refreshing to meet someone like young Jason Fraser, ladies and gentlemen. Who uses his phone as a phone. Okay. Have your parents ever embarrassed you? Well, not since they've been dead so much. But right up until, yes. That's just the way it is. And I'm embarrassing an entire new generation of kids. You know, the thing with kids, you don't even have to do anything for them to be embarrassed. They just to be there. And you're like a walking, talking embarrassment for your kids. I mean, do you find that? You're nodding yes, yes.
Very much.
Are these your kids?
These are ours, yes.
Are you embarrassed that your mom is talking now? Humiliated. They're shrinking in their seats. Did you hear mom was on the radio? She said. Anything else you want to say? Let's really get them.
Yeah, when they try to pretend that they don't know me, I just threaten them that I'll give them a hug and a kiss in front of everybody.
You don't want that, do you? Huh? No, they're just far back in a seat and slumped as you can possibly be. Okay. Where do you expect us to dance? Oh, yeah, we're going to have dance. We got the polka, you know. Steve Meisner is here and the boys. There's a little... Now, I figure... We took the step... Someone ate one of my things. Did you? How was it?
It was quite excellent.
Yeah.
I recommend it for everybody.
Yeah. Was it overcooked?
Not at all. It was quite well...
I left it in there for 24 hours.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't.
I was pretending it wasn't there. You know, I leave it, you know, because it's wrong to have done that.
To grab a piece?
No. For me to have brought a dish and then I didn't pass it. But you took it, so it's not my fault.
Yep. I won't tell nobody, though.
Thank you very much. And you are?
Rich. Rich.
Are you Jason's dad?
His dad, yeah.
He's a great young man. Well, thank you. Congratulations on him. If you had anything to do with it, which you probably didn't. None of us really do. Anyway, I think the showcase dancers will be right here. You know, because there's always somebody who can actually polka. So I figure this is a nice space for that. And then we have, you can do that row there, back there. We can can you do line dancing polka? Like a shottish kick line or something? That punch? I don't know. We'll work it out. It'll be good.
A polka
conga. A what?
A polka conga.
What'd you say?
A polka conga. You know, where you dance behind each other in a line?
Are you with him? With the flashing nose and the thing on the thing.
I've adjusted.
I mean, every year is it with the flashing nose and with the little antlers?
Sometimes he wears a Grinch Santa hat. Yeah.
Is that in the laundry now or what?
Well, he does that for the kids at school.
Oh, he does. Okay. And this is for the adults then?
This is for the adults.
Are you a teacher then, or?
No, I'm a school crossing guard.
Crossing guard. In charge of your children's safety, ladies and gentlemen. So the flashing red nose is for a purpose.
Yeah, it's for safety so the drivers don't hit me in the middle of the road.
I bet a few try when you see you like that.
Yes, they laugh before they come at me.
And you are?
Scott Wardell.
Scott Wardell and?
Cheryl Wardell.
And the Wardells, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, Wardells. John Gilbert, what happened to the Christmas potluck? Weren't you listening, John? What?
I'm sorry I put my name on the card now that I know that I have violated a statue.
Violated a statue? Oh, that's really weird. That's much worse than anything I've ever done, John. Which one was it? That one in front of the football stadium? Oh, that was bound to happen. That was bound. Did you scale that thing or what? Camp Randall, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yes.
I'm sure you do. It's amazing you're still here. Holy cow, violated a statute. Unbelievable. Are you a lawyer by any chance?
Oh, no. Chemist.
Do we have a lawyer here? Okay, way in back, that's fine. Say hello to Clyde. Where is he hanging out? Roberta Laffey. Laffey, right? Yeah, hi, how are you? Are you a friend of Clyde?
Oh, sure. We love Clyde.
Are you a friend of Clyde?
No. I don't know him personally.
Okay. But you want to know where he's hanging out?
Yeah, where is he playing these days?
Okay. Clyde, where are you playing these days?
I don't want to tell you a secret.
With yourself, is that what you said? By himself, he said. Come and see him if you want. I'll give the address after the show. It's Cottage Grove, kind of around there. Okay, are there any reality television show projects in the future for you, Scott? Scott Wardell. Yes, hey, Scott. Glad to help you. You've done so much for us all these years. You know, how about those crossing guards, though? That's a wonderful thing to do. All the years out there for the kids. Scott Wardell. I think it really is a great thing. Let's give the Wardells something, too.
Okay.
Do we have a bottle of wine?
We sure do.
Give them a bottle of wine.
We have wines from the Waldorfshine Winery.
But not before you go out crossing the kids. Well, you're off now anyhow, right? Aren't you off now?
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Cool. You can drink a bottle in 2 weeks, can't you?
One day.
One day? All right. There. Nice to know about your crossing guard, isn't it? I can drink it in 1 day. Are there any reality television show projects in the future for you? Yes. I was going to do a show called Schmuck Dynasty. It's me and my brothers. Me and my brothers. We sit around producing schmuck calls. Give us your best duck call. What is this with this? Rick Fraser? Rich Fraser? Oh, so other Frasers are dominating the show, and I'm sick of it. Get your own show, Fraser. Can you do a duck call? I bet you can. Stand up here. Come on, let's hear your best duck call.
Breck.
That is so disappointing. Can you rewrite my English 102 term paper? Jason Fraser. Fixed? Is this fixed? What is it? How many cards did you actually enter?
Just one.
You had several.
No, just the one.
Why do I keep getting them?
Luck of the draw.
Bring the paper?
No, I didn't.
What's it on?
It was on how student-teacher relationships might affect how students might stay in if they have a good relationship with the teacher, their academics might be better.
Yeah. And period, and you're done. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because that's what we do. We play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Every so often. Can you give, she's going to take a picture of you doing this? Okay, do you know her?
Just a little
while. Did you give a stranger your phone? That's pretty expensive.
Stranger my phone, and she took our picture a little while ago before you got here.
Yeah, and you are?
I'm Dale Hutchins.
Dale, where are you from, Dale?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, I love Huntsville. What about that Iron Bowl?
Yep.
What about that Iron Bowl?
I'm not a big football fan. All of my friends are.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It dominates the state.
I bet. Okay, here you go. It's all yours.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I have my own number two. Number two, I baked cookies myself, brought them 700 miles, and darned if I'll share them with anybody. Three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have already won should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Yeah. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very well done. Thank you so much. Let's see the hands of those of you who care to raise them. Wait, way in back there. Come on. Yes, you. Yes, come on down here. Come on down. Come. Yes, you. What? You can't believe your good fortune. I know. Yep. You were the only one to raise your hand, so who else am I going to... She's coming over here. All right, hang on just a second here. Let's just step in the light so you see I'm talking to someone else, not doing both voices. And you are?
Erin.
Erin, are you from around here?
Wanakee.
Erin from Wanakee, ladies and gentlemen. The only Wanakee in the world.
Right.
Has anyone ever found another Wanakee in the world? Because that would, they'd have to take the sign down. Okay. Erin, what do you do these days, Erin?
I am in nursing school at Wisconsin.
Nursing school and mom. What a year. A good year. A great year. Erin, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because this is a gift for my mom's birthday, and I will share the prize with her if we win.
Okay, Erin. Come on up the ramp here. A little more. Come on. It takes a long time to get there. For Erin. Come on. Liability. Where is that lawyer? No, have a seat over here if you would. Next to the emu. There you go. Oh. Okay. Here we go. And Erin, I just want to say here's to you for all you do.
Cheers.
Okay. Because that's a lot. You're doing a lot. You're raising a child and going to nursing school.
Yeah.
Where do you have the time?
Well, I got a lot of help from my husband, so.
Yeah?
That, yeah.
Where is he?
He's here.
There he is.
Joel.
Nice work, Joel. And when you do have the time, what do you like to do just to relax?
Watch trashy reality TV shows.
Which, do you watch all the Housewives and all that?
No, actually, probably SpongeBob. That's what I watch.
Oh, because of the child.
It's the truth, yeah.
Well, I went through the whole, I watched every SpongeBob there was at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if they made any more, but I haven't seen those.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No.
So that's it, huh? You don't watch
any
of those?
No, we like to go on vacations and read. And
where have you gone recently?
We went up to Duluth.
Duluth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Mexico in a few weeks, so that'll
is
be
that,
fun.
Is Duluth in Mexico?
No, absolutely not. Too.
Is there a Wanakee in Mexico? That's what you got to find out.
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Yeah. What did you do in Duluth? Not that I'm incredulous.
What did we do? We toured around.
You went to Superior, right?
No.
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 The lift bridge?
Yeah, we saw that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Got to wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Honk. Just when you want to cross, that's when the bridge goes up.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good trip,
though. That's about it, yeah.
That was good. And then Mexico, where are you going down there?
Riviera Maya.
Ooh, is that all inclusive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Sounds great. When are you going?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Okay, and then how does this work then, Sarah?
What happens is...
Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. What were you saying?
I was saying...
Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get some of this nog. It's pretty darn good.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And somewhat strong.
No. Not after a while.
So... The way it works is that if
It tastes nothing.
Somebody at home gets to play along, and if they would like to do that, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. which also translates as 1-800-WHA-NOW or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and they answer a qualifying question of your choice.
All right, here it is then. Percentage, we want here, the percentage of adults who self-gift on Christmas.
Oh, 100.
Okay, within how many percentage would
10,
you say?
10, within 10%.
Okay, percentage of adults who self-gift. Let's go to the phones right now. Nita's on the line from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Hey, Nita.
Hey. You may not be able to handle my good news.
What?
The University of Arkansas, the first one. I graduated the Arkansas School for the Blind at Little Rock.
You did?
First Lady Hillary Clinton put my diploma in my hand, number one lady. Well, then I went to the university in Fort Smith. They found cancer around my baby, and I survived. The baby did, too.
Yeah.
And then they found the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, AHAC Family Medical Center.
Yeah.
Back in 95, they found it. I had the baby February 23rd.
In 95?
They removed it. Yep, and then they removed it March 5th.
March
1995.
5th. Same year.
Then I was celebrating 18 years this March 5th.
Yeah.
And they found cancer again.
Yeah.
And then I'm That was at the same place, but the doctors, it's a doctor's school, just like that lady you have a nursing.
The nursing lady, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you give them good hands, because they weren't able to do it to replace the one to go.
No.
And then I went to Fayetteville, where the university is up there.
I've been there.
Removed.
Yeah. You did? and how are you feeling these days, Nita?
Fabulous. And bless Christmas Day, 2001, I got thrown from a horse.
Yeah.
And I'm alive.
Yeah. Congratulations, Nita. Let me ask you this, Nita, not to change the subject. Mm-hmm. But the percentage of adults who self-gift on Christmas, you know, they buy a gift for themselves on Christmas. What would you say that percentage is?
Over 100%. Outstanding.
Over 100%? That's close enough. It's 45%. We're going to let you have it. Yeah.
Not for me.
I think your story is a good one and it deserves to be heard. Yeah, okay.
You can't put no prize on life.
Okay. No, you can't. Nita, this is Erin.
Hi, Nita.
She's your partner here. You work together, okay?
Okay.
Are you familiar with this quiz, how it works, Nita?
No.
Oh, we'll ask you.
This is my first time hearing you today, and I felt the radio on you.
Well, I'm glad. That's fortuitous. So the two of you work together, Anita and Erin, and answer some various questions. We have categories, and right now Sarah Nix will tell us our categories.
Yes, the categories are current events, people.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so the categories are...
Just let her read the categories, then you pick one of those.
The categories, they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Nita, what category would you like?
What was that first one?
What was that first one?
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news?
That's the next. The Aaron ticket.
Okay.
Let's do current events.
Current events, okay.
Yeah.
All right, the most popular action figure for Christmas 2013. The most action figure, you know, those little action figures that even adults have now for some reason. Not enough action, apparently. The most popular action figure for Christmas 2013, is it the Walter White as Heisenberg action figure, Surf's Up Batman, or Swamp Thing Deluxe? Talk it over now.
Batman.
I'm going to say I would go with the Walter...
Walter White as Heisenberg?
Yeah.
For kids?
Yeah. For kids?
No, for anybody.
I mean, for anybody,
I think adults buy it more than kids.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think,
for
Rita?
For anybody, that.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm going to go with that one.
Just kids would be the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because...
So you're saying Walter White is...
Walter White
is Heisenberg. Outstanding. And they are mine.
Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong, and the categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Erin, you want to pick this one?
Oh, sure. How about odds and ends?
Odds and ends.
Yeah.
Okay, Nita?
We're doing good, Nita.
This could be anything. Yep. The worst Christmas gift for an adult. One of these is absolutely the worst. It's kind of subjective, I know, but we'll see. The worst Christmas gift you can give an adult, is it Iron Man onesies?
It's pretty bad.
A dollar store care package, you know, whatever you can find at the dollar store in a box, in a gift box, or the A to Z Guide to Raising Happy, Confident Kids by Dr. Jen Berman. Worst possible gift you can give an adult.
Oh.
Cross between B and C.
Between B and C?
I'd say B.
B? The dollar store care package?
You say it.
Hmm.
Close,
you want to go with B?
What are you thinking?
I was thinking either A or C.
Okay. Well, we're at odds.
What's the audience want? They're going with C. Everybody's going with
That's
C here.
Ida,
do
you want to go with C?
What?
Mm-hmm.
A to Z guys. Yes, C? A to Z guys. It could have been anyone. I don't really care. So A to Z guys and Raising Happy, Confident Kids by Dr. Jen Berman.
That would be two guys. Right and zero wrong.
Especially if you don't have kids. We can get it. What are they thinking?
So the categories left.
Beautiful ones. And a grandbaby on the way, you know, Dark Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
The category.
And 2 days before Sister. Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe
it. The 21st of February, yeah. And the miracle baby that cancer around, that was almost 9 pounds over 9 months.
Wow.
The 23rd of February.
23rd?
That's... She said, that would be awesome. What are you talking about? On my birthday?
Yeah.
The baby could be born. She was tripping out.
I bet she was tripping. That is pretty special. I know that happened in our family, too, because Howard was born on the 6th and I was born on the 14th. But it was a lot of years later.
Well, that's like my fiance's grandson was born over in China. His son's over in China teaching how to speak English from the University of Arkansas up in Fayetteville. He went over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's married. He's been over almost 2 years married and got a baby.
Wow.
9 days between him and his uncle's birthday.
Isn't that something? But you know what's surprising is that they speak English in Fayetteville. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you, they speak English.
I know, I'm kidding you. I've been there. I love it. Beautiful time. What's the
categories remaining would be people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
I love Fayetteville. It's a beautiful place. What?
Would you like me to repeat that?
No.
Okay.
Nita, which one of those would you like? Those categories.
Let her pick again.
Okay.
Places, probably.
Oh, places.
Places, okay, by all means. All right.
Is that nice to see you?
Yeah.
She sounds like she's been a lot of places. So.
You've been a lot of places, right, Nita?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
They tripped out on me up in Detroit.
Okay.
They tripped out on you in Detroit?
McDonald's did at the Marriott. I stayed first class.
Yeah, did you?
And their McDonald's didn't even have no ice cream. I said, but you got the chicken from Arkansas. Why didn't you get the ice cream while you're there? Blue Bunny was brought in the same town. Does it take a blind woman to tell you?
Yeah. I know. Why is that? Okay.
I don't know. But everybody was clapping. We had 28 other countries for the Nation Confederation for the Blind up there.
Oh, they did? The meeting was up there? The convention?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
At the Marriott.
And you were there first class. That's a nice place, though, the Marriott. It's a nice place to stay.
Well, I got a good friend in Alma, Arkansas that takes me.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
I'm good chicken.
Okay. Well, besides Orlando, what is the most popular Christmas vacation destination of these following? Besides Orlando, which is always number one. Which of the following is the most popular Christmas vacation destination? Is it New York, Phoenix, or Yemen?
Oh, I'd say it's between New York or Phoenix. I know somebody who just left for Arizona this morning, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nita? I'm going to go, I'd say New York.
I'd say New York.
New York, New York. Yes, that's exactly right. Holy cow. What a team, Nita. Aaron. Holy cow. All right. Well, we're at a juncture here, are we not? I mean, they won.
They have, in fact, won, yeah.
Yeah.
Should they just quit? This is big, Nita. This is really big.
Well, they could quit and they'd get some prizes, but they could also risk it all.
Let's do it.
In the hopes of getting one more answer right and then winning the mother load.
Come on, Nita. We're on a roll. Let's do it. What do you say?
I don't roll over and play dead for nobody.
Keep them coming. Yeah, they're gonna go for it. Okay,
you want to go for it, Nita?
Yeah.
Okay. They win fabulous prizes now. They were good before, but now they turn fabulous.
Instead of just saying,
you guys just got to get this one right. You get it wrong, you lose everything. But that's okay.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that though.
No.
Okay. The categories that remain are people, things you should have learned in school, or science.
What do you think, Nita? Come on, you can do it.
Nita, you want to pick one?
The first or the second? Probably second. things you're supposed to learn in school.
School?
Yeah, let's do that. Math, oh, how about
thank
school?
You, young man. Wait a minute, I have something for you. No, I don't. I didn't order that nog.
The first one or the second one?
Let's do the school one, Nita. Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
Cups are so small. What?
Let's school? Do the school one, yeah. Okay, school yeah.
Okay, yes, there is a Santa Claus, but was there a Virginia? Is the question.
Mom, come on.
Mom?
Is there a Virginia?
Yes, there, yes.
You know that saying, Nita?
Everybody's thumbs
yeah,
up here.
Yes, Virginia.
There, Virginia.
But was there an actual Virginia? We know yes. there's an actual Santa Claus.
Yes, there. Everybody's nodding their yes. head here, Nita. Including my mom.
Crossing guard is...
And half the prize is going to her.
Crossing guard's nose is blinking at a rapid rate. I think that means yes.
Yes.
He's going to blow a fuse if that
what
keeps
do you think?
Happening.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. There was a Virginia, New York City. 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon. Holy cow, they want to know.
You'll toast the holiday season with a pair of tall Biloxi Blonde beer glasses from the Lazy Magnolia Brewing Company in Kills, Mississippi. Then discover the little clues that reveal big truths about who we are in Matthew Hertenstein's The Tell from Basic Books. Find out about everyone and everything you should be worried about in Encyclopedia Paranoica, compiled by Henry Beard, Christopher Cerf, and the staff of the Cassandra Institute from Simon & Schuster. And explore the history of conspiracy theories in America's culture and politics from colonial times to the present in Jesse Walker's The United States of Paranoia from HarperCollins. Nita, all your days will begin like the What Do You Know office party with Steve Brew's breakfast blend coffee, and after the merrymaking is done, settle back with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Steve Brew Coffee. It's coffee done right. And then keep track of your wine glass at holiday parties with a What Do You Know wine charm custom made by Angie Simonson at Weirdly Wired Jewelry. Provide your holiday guests with choice reading material in Uncle John's Bathroom Reader Christmas Collection by the Bathroom Readers Institute from Portable Press. And treasure an assortment of What Do You Know memorabilia, including a pair of Feldman postcards, plus Michael Feldman Posse, Michael Feldman Posse Plus 7 Power, and Michael Feldman Core Value stickers. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, Aaron. Nita, hang on just a moment. We'll get an address from you. Don't hang up.
Thank you all. Thank you all. God bless you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Nita. Hang on.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, too.
Happy New Year, too.
What Do You Know returns to Monona Terrace in 2014. For scheduling and ticket information, go over to notmuch.com.
Aaron! Yeah. Hey, you want this? Yeah.
Produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on the drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's the annual office party featuring polka legend Steve Meisner and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, Santa's not so little helper, it's Michael Feldman.
This is what happens when the format breaks down. Yes. Where is this, the rundown? What does it say we do now? Party!
Yeah!
It's the party! We're going to roll in the food, and we're going to have you eat. But first of all, I want to bring in some guys I'm proud to call some guys. Some guys I know. I love these guys. If you love polka, you love Steve Meisner. Steve Meisner and the boys. Steve Meisner. And the Meisner boys. That's, you already got something there, don't you? It's what? Miscellaneous? Missing the nog? You don't drink the nog part of the nog?
No, the curdles.
The curdles?
You might be putting too much in.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, isn't it? Better in your nog than in your stomach.
Which is why I keep them separate.
You keep your stomach separate from your nog?
No, the nog's separate.
The nog's separate, okay. How are you, Steve Meisner? Find the microphone there and say hello to everybody.
I'm very good.
Steve Meisner is in the Polka Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Along with his dad, Vern.
You're hanging right next to my pappy on the wall.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got, is this another new one now, this accordion?
Yeah, another new one.
What? How do you go through all those accordions? Every year you got a new accordion, Steve Meisner. Special built she was?
Special built.
Yeah. Well, tell us the story
direct
behind
from
it.
Italy.
From it, do the Italians play accordion?
Well, they build them.
They build them. I thought they played those little squeeze boxes, though.
No.
Over there.
They've been the center for building accordions for 60 years, 70 years.
Well, that recent.
Yeah.
Well, because they have a long history, and they just, was there the father of the Italian accordion? You know who that would be?
No.
Okay. But with that one, what's that one, though?
Well, this one is actually designed and built by Baldoni Accordions.
Baldoni?
Out of Menominee Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh.
And they are Italian.
You're messing with my mind, Meisner.
No, I'm not.
But you said Menominee Falls, and then you said Italy. First you said Italy, now you say Menominee.
But they
Falls.
Are Italian.
Granted. Baldoni, you'd have to be, pretty much.
Would you?
Yes. What are you going to be? Okay, so how are things? Pretty good, then?
Jewish? Can you be
Don't
Baldoni?
Start with that, Meisner. Give you a gig once a year. Don't mess with me.
And by the way, we're happy to be back here again, and we're happy to come back every year and do this.
Yes.
It's been 7, 8 years.
Where have you been? Where have you been this past year?
We don't do anything the rest of the year.
You don't? Just,
we wait all year to come
you just
here.
Just sat on your Baldoni the
Michael
whole year?
Michael Feldman's party.
You sat on your Baldoni the entire year. Does anyone else touch your Baldoni, Meisner?
Well, I don't know. It's an accordion, and it kind of answers that question itself. How many people actually
answer
do pick
question.
Up the accordion?
I don't care what the accordion asks you.
How many people pick up the accordion? I don't know.
But I mean, if someone comes in and says, oh, that's cool, and picks it up, what does
I
Meisner
let them.
Do? You let them?
Oh, sure.
That's very nice.
It only costs about $10,000.
No. Yeah. That's all. Is it insured? It's insured, though, isn't it, right?
Yes.
So, okay. I'm sorry. I bring up some touchy subjects here. Now, we're going to start the food service here at beautiful Monona Terrace, who supplied the catering this year. For our thing, because we couldn't bring any. Well, you heard a little story. But the catering is wonderful here. And then there's eggnogs for those of you who are at least 50 years old or worse. And the rest of you can just have. There's some other libations there that don't involve anything. And we're going to start. We have some polka here. And we encourage you to get up right now at home and here in the studio and dance. And like I say, we need the showcase polka couple. We know there's one who really can do it. Right here, to show the others to do it, in that line right down there, that those rows between there. I want to see some polka-ing, whatever the gerund would be. go on down that line right there. Let's start the food service. Let's get some stuff to eat. Let's listen to Steve Meisner and this tune for you.
Does your band
have a name? Steve Meisner and the...
Steve Meisner Band, yes.
That's not a name.
Well, we've been
That's
using
a description.
It for years quite successfully.
You ever had a name like the Polka Trotters or something like that?
Well, when we did the performances at in Washington, D.C. for the Kennedy Center and the Library of Congress...
What'd they call you?
We listed it as Steve Meisner and Friends.
Steve Meisner and Friends?
And
That's
friends.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You got to get a name, like the Polka Dots.
Like the Hot Shots.
The Polka, yes. Well, that's you can't use that one. That's been used. That Joe Schott. Yeah. All right, we're dancing here. We're lining up for food. I can just sort of have to describe the scene to you. It's mayhem. So let's have another polka number. What do you say?
Well, we were...
Steve Meisner and Friends.
We were just talking a little bit earlier about how we've been doing this now for about 7-8 years,
yeah.
And we never just had a holiday song for Michael Feldman.
No.
But seeing you're Jewish and everything, I thought we'd just pull something out of the
bag.
Which would be
that?
Totally inappropriate.
Okay. Sounds good.
Come on, everybody. To Michael Feldman's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Michael's door. You don't need a ticket, maybe this is Michael Feldman's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. A Christmas tree so high, it pokes right through the sky. And Michael will be there to call Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Michael Feldman's party. A cheery grin won't get you in.
coming, so what are you waiting for? There's a baseball bat punching, a talking down for Jim, and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats its fill. They'll be riding on Santa's reindeer when the Christmas time to troll. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's shop way up the North Pole. Michael Feldman's party, a cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? Hey, Christmas tree so high, pokes right through the sky. Michael will be there to call. Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Michael Feldman's party, a cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? There's a baseball bat for Johnny, hey, talking down for chill, and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats its fill. Let me ride some Santa's reindeer with the Christmas time to throw. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's shop way up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody, to Michael Feldman's party, a cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? At Michael, Merry Christmas party. For Michael Feldman.
It's a hit. I'm telling you.
It's a hit.
The Michael Feldman's Party Polka.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Steve Meisner and friends. Okay. I'm here by the table here in the Wieners. Are to die for. Have you? Did you try the wiener yet?
Yeah. It has sauerkraut on it.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I couldn't really dip it from here, but I'm so happy with this wiener. I can hardly put it down. And you make a very nice plate, sir.
Thank you.
You've been at a lot of these functions where you have to put everything in one little plate.
Yeah, need bigger plates.
What's the stacking?
Well, I'm getting there, yeah. You got to scan ahead and see what you have room
for. I know, because you got to make room for the wieners, and they're fairly large for cocktail wieners. I mean, that's a big cocktail.
Mini brats.
Mini brats, really, I would say. I'd say they're more of a wiener than a brat, though. I don't know anybody's feelings about that. Everybody's waiting in line here. I guess this is the rest of the show. You'd be standing here trying to get a lousy wiener. But they're actually very good.
I was going to say, I'm hoping they're good wieners if I'm going to be waiting here.
Have you gone to a lot of parties so far, Christmas parties?
A couple, but none. None with a polka band.
None with Michael Feldman's party polka, that's for sure.
And none with fabulous hot dogs. So I'm excited.
What about the radio show? Is that it? I noticed.
Yes, they dress special for the radio show.
Oh, that's perfect for a radio show.
Nothing says...
What? Oh, no, thank you. I don't bust. I'm sorry. I get no respect. You know, I try to put on a nice spread, and look at that. He hands me his dirty plate.
Yes. I've never heard of you before, but it's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Thank you. And anybody been to their office party yet? Who's been to their office party here? Anybody been to their office party? I want to find someone who's actually been to their office party yet. Been to your office party yet?
No.
No? Who's been to their office party yet? I want to know how it went. I'm looking for someone who's been to their office party already.
That's it?
Have you been to your office party yet?
I have an office to go to. No.
You have an office? Therefore, no party? Who's been to their office party? Anybody?
Yeah, one.
And your kids are really embarrassed that you're here talking about it.
Yes. They, of course, they're always embarrassed.
Where do you work?
Clonetech. It's a biotechnology company.
Was that a fun party?
It was fun, yes. We had it in our warehouse.
In the wet house?
Warehouse.
Oh, I said in the wet house where the cloning was going on? No.
No. No, where we do all of our shipping and receiving.
With the warehouse guys and everybody all together?
Yes. Marketing, shipping, and sales all together.
People get kind of silly?
Not too much. It was during the workday, so. Yeah.
Hi, how are you? What do you think about your mom being on the radio so much?
That's Lance.
Hi, Lance. What about you? How do you think your mom has been on this radio show time and time again?
I don't know.
Pretty good on the air, I think.
dinner.
Yeah, it was delicious. I'd give you the rest of this, but that's disgusting. I know. I do that. They're okay with both hats.
We'll see.
That's good. Well, this line is never going to end, actually. I'm thinking we maybe should do another polka number here while you guys try to get...
Oh.
Huh? You work in accounting.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
You waiting to get in line?
I am not, no. We do, yeah, there's a couple people.
Waiting for you, too?
I don't think so.
You're standing here, then?
I'm just waiting to get back to our seats.
Did you have your office party yet?
I'm actually missing it right now. It's back home in Anchorage.
Anchorage? Are you from Anchorage? Where do you work up there?
At a community action program. I work in rural Alaska doing energy and environmental programs.
And what brings you here?
I grew up here, so I'm home for Christmas.
What brought you up to Anchorage, then? Let me put it that way.
Wanted to move to Alaska. Made it work out.
Have you loved it?
Every minute of it, yeah. Just bought a home.
Fantastic. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And your name is?
Eric.
Eric from Anchorage is here, missing his Anchorage office party. How about another number, then? This line is extending around the block here. And that Michael Feldman polka thing was good, but what else you got, Meisner?
Are we on?
Yes. You're on.
Merry Christmas polka, let everyone be happy and gay, for it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly, so let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka, another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols, a Merry Christmas everyone. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Let every lady step with her bow. Around the tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing some kisses beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you, a Merry Christmas, everyone. Hey, hey, hey. Christmas.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public
Steve
Radio.
Steve Meisner and the boys.
Public Radio International. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman with the eggnog.
This is very exciting. This pan here, which I just brought here to rest.
Somebody stole the cake.
No, they left it, and they left the plastic fork, too, and it's gone. There was something in there. I can't remember what I put in there, but it was banana bread, and someone said it was good. Yeah, let's say the brownies, too. Open that up, too. Someone brought brownies by mistake. So there's brownies here, too, by mistake, if you want them. Well, it's time for that important part of the show, which is,
what is that?
The karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Lord,
the annual karaoke. We don't have that CD. That's going to slow me down considerably.
We do have the Katy Perry song, though.
Well, let's start it off with Katy Perry, then. Think about what you want to do. Tell us some of the choices we have here, Chris.
We have Lady Gaga. We have Modern Rock. We also have the Christmas...
Some of the artists.
Sure, sure. Well, we have the... We don't need the Christmas thing. All right.
We know those.
All right. We have Michael Jackson.
Modern Rock.
On the Modern Rock, we have... Let's see, Puddle of Mud, Linkin Park, Three Doors Down, Weezer, Incubus, Limp Bizkit, Creed, Tool, Alien Ant Farm, Jimmy Eat World. So that's the modern rock collection.
We pretty much have it all for you here, right, Mod? We got Lady Gaga, all kinds of stuff. Poker face, Lady Gaga, in case you want a poker in a face. Michael Jackson, everything from Michael Jackson. We got... pop hits tonight from 2012, including there aren't any of these things here. This is mine? Did I have it?
Skrillex.
We got Skrillex. If anyone wants to play, I think it's like an electronic god. We got Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Is that the Hit Me one? I don't like that. Kryptonite, Three Doors Down, Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life. Someone's going to want to do that. Let's start things off here with our very own Sarah Nix.
Who cannot sing.
What are you going to be doing? You got to come up here.
Can't I do it from here?
No, you cannot.
I feel very safe in this chair.
No. This is karaoke.
Man, really?
Yeah, get up here. This is karaoke. Sarah Nix is going to do something from Katy Perry to start things off in here. And think about, take a chance, do some of this stuff. What are you doing?
Well, Michael made a special request that I sing Katy Perry's Hot and Cold. However, I am not particularly a Katy Perry fan, don't tell her. And the song is a little bit misogynistic. So I rewrote the lyrics. I've rewritten the lyrics for a little holiday ribbing for my friends up here on the stage every Saturday.
Okay, let's roll it.
God bless me, I'm sorry I can't sing. I think they started it. Can we start that again? Oh no, now I'm all lost. Can you go back to... Thank you. Yeah, good. I have to count the bars. Okay, ready. Okay, I'm ready. Go. That's the second bar, third bar. John, you change the chords like a classic jazz guy. Yeah, you're really tall. Listeners might not espy. Yeah, you have to deal with the whims of Jeffrey and Michael. You should know. You remind me of Gumby. Now, who's this song really about? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think I know. Michael's hot, then he's cold. He's yes, then he's no. He's in, then he's out. He's up, then he's down. He's wrong when it's right. It's black and it's white. Kiss, we break up. We fight, we make up. You don't really want to stay, no. You don't really want to go. Oh, Michael's hot, then he's cold. He's yes, then he's no. He's in, then he's out. Up, and he's down.
Jeff, you only talk when we're not on the air. It's not just by choice, Michael has declared. I will tell all you folks, Jeff's got really bad jokes. You should know that Jeff's not gonna change. Michael's hot, then he's cold. Yeah, then he's back and dive, jumping and singing at the same time. It's going very badly. Michael's wrong. Well, I'm done. He's cutting me off.
Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen. What a good job. Doing Katy Perry. Someone else want to come up here and take a little chance on karaoke? We got the lyrics on the screen.
Man, I rewrote the whole bridge, too.
What?
What the heck? Aria, help me.
Passport, can you do it?
No fair.
Come on up here.
Okay, we have a Weezer fan here. This will leave you wheezing, I get the feeling. A Weezer, are they still around? I don't know. Are they? They're middle-aged now, though. Not the same thing, but, you know, middle-aged Weezer is weird. So, this is Passport. Hash point. Hashtag. Come on here if you want. What's the song? Ash.
That's great.
Oh, my dear.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, we in no way endorse this. This is more of a document, sociological document type song.
It's not the sweater song.
Okay. You're doing great there, Chris. First time. Doing really good. Put it on there. Put it on play. Play button. You had it for a second there, didn't you?
That would have been.
Here it is.
Okay, you're singing.
Yes.
I don't either.
Right.
Okay.
Ash butt.
Kids. Oh, come on and kick me. Oh, come on and kick me. Whoa, and kick me. You got your problems. I've got my butt wipe. You got your big cheese.
Okay, turn it off. Do you know where the stop is on that? That's one of their lesser efforts, Weezer, I think. I don't know. Okay, who else is a game here for a song? Yes? What are you going to do? Okay, come on
oh,
up here.
We should definitely assign him Lady Gaga.
Right, here's this
Pick
young
something
man.
Off Lady Gaga, will
ya? Pretty confident in his abilities. And so think about some of this. I'm sorry
if
I have this too organized, but it's late in the party. Hi, you are?
George.
George from around here?
Brookfield.
Brookfield, you don't want to give your last name or something like this? But...
Marn. M-A-R-N.
Well, you don't have to. I was just saying it's probably a good idea not to. Here's maybe one of these. Lady Gaga? No, you don't want Lady Gaga, do you? Does he?
Gaga!
Is that what you want?
Gaga!
Yes.
Can you do it with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so, but we'll see. Can you do any of that?
Steve Parker.
Poker face?
Yep, let's
do it. Poker face! Lady Gaga!
It's a chart buster. Oh, it's a style.
All right. Ma 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 ma
the card was played to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart. Heart. Ho, 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 ho. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Ho, 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 ho. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Carried my, no, he can't read on my poker face. She ain't got to love nobody. Carried my, no, he can't read on my poker face. She ain't got to love nobody. My poker face, my poker face. My poker face, my poker face. My. I wanna roll with him, a heart that we will be. A little gambling. So fun when you're with me, I love it. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. How you feel? It's not rough, it is it fun, fun. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Oh, 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 oh. I'll get him hot, show him what I've got. Carry my, no, he can't read him.
Killed it. How about one more? One more if you want to go with something safe. We do have Christmas songs of every variety. Crossing Guard, sir. Mr. Wardell. Yes, you want to come up here? Take the long way around. We got to remove the steps because of a, I don't know why. So they wouldn't rush the stage. We were going to have a polka thing there. What? Well, let's see what he wants to do. Do we have Rudolph? Chris is on top of this. What do you want to do?
Oh, I'll do something edgy, or I'll do a Christmas song.
Something edgy. The man with the blinking nose.
Anything random. Uh-oh.
Oh, you want to do something edgy? Not Christmas, Sarah.
Doesn't have to be Christmas.
Okay. Something edgy, all right. Just put something on there and you'll do it. He's a player. All right, what's it gonna be? All right. What does it say on there?
Right now it just says close, so we're closing it.
Now what does it say?
All right, so we got 20 tracks here. Let's pick a lucky one. Let's go with lucky number 8. Mambo number 5.
Mambo number 5 from, what's your first name?
Scott.
Scott the Crossing Guard does Mambo number 5.
I am ready.
Mambo!
When you feel all alone and the world has turned its back on you, give me a moment, please, to tame your wild, wild heart. I know you feel like the walls are closing in on you. It's hard to find relief, and people can be so cold. When darkness is upon your door and you feel like you can't take anymore, let me be the one you call. If you jump, I will break your fall. Lift you up and fly away with you into the night. If you feel need to feel apart, I can mend a broken heart. If you need to crash and crash and burn, you are not alone.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you all. I'll tell you, let's do, who wants to do a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Huh?
Dewey, come on. Come on down here. We got to be in the spirit of the season here. It's not just Michael Feldman's holiday. It's the Christmas season. You got to do one of those songs. And you are?
I'm Carly Bowles.
You're what?
Carly Bowles.
Carly? Okay, Carly, come up here. Why don't you pick one here? Got in there.
Let's do Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. Can you get that on there? Number 11, right? Number 11? It's a one and a one, Chris. Give me a light. Here we go. The style of Bobby Hunt.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, swinging, jingle bell, snowing and blowing, the bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has jingle bell, jingle bell, rock, jingle bell, chime, and jingle bell, time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. The right time is the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle and a jingle and feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
You sold it. Thank you all. That's what I call karaoke.
Okay, that was good.
You know what I think it is time what? For, Michael? I think it's time for another round of the quiz.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay.
I sure
well, then I'll go
so.
Out there and we'll find someone and we'll do this then.
Yep.
I can do that.
Yep. Last one of 2013.
Okay.
Play now
Who
or wait till next year.
Who wants to do this year? Quiz here? Yeah, back there. Yeah, come on up here. Come up this ramp here. He's coming up the ramp. It could take a while. They're still trying to get food. These people have never eaten before, apparently, and they're really hungry. What that must feel like, finally, to get the food. The wieners are going fast. And you, hi, you are?
Yeah.
You from around here?
Yes.
That's good. What kind of thing? Do you do something for a living or something?
Property management.
Property management, that's too bad. Jeff, give me one good reason you could play this quiz.
Because I have the faith of my father and mother-in-law, who it's their 40th anniversary. And he's an avid fan of yours.
All right. That's a good one. All right, have a seat there if you would. You can sit on that if you want. It doesn't matter. Oh, Jeff. Where'd you go to high school? From town?
No, out by Waterloo.
Oh, you did. Okay, Waterloo. And then property management, and then how's that going? Pretty good?
Good.
Yeah. Are you commercial property or?
Residential.
Residential, that's good. And then are you, do you ever do karaoke or anything like that for relaxation?
I'm banned from karaoke.
You are?
Yes.
What was the song that did it?
Getting married, my wife decided it was no more.
Really?
Yes.
And you take all your orders from her? Is that how it works, pretty much? She's looking over there, so I guess it's just... Well, you got any hobbies or anything?
I like to travel.
You do?
Yes.
Where do you like to travel to?
Our last trip, we went to Churchill, Manitoba, and saw the polar bears.
Ooh.
Well, you still can.
That's very nice. Okay, and then we got next trip planned already, I bet.
Wait, what was that?
Have you got your next trip planned already then?
I think we're taking a cruise in February.
Oh, are you doing a cruise? What kind of cruise are you doing?
Caribbean, Southern.
Oh, what ship will that be then?
Princess ship.
Oh, dear. Better pack some sandwiches or something than some dry ice or something. Okay, so Jeff, that's going to be fun, and congratulations on that. And how long have you been married, though, Jeff?
Coming up on 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Oh, got through the itch and everything, huh?
Yes.
Excellent. Jeff, sit out there, plays along with you. You know how this works?
I've witnessed it once. I think we can do it.
You witnessed it once?
Yes.
It sounds like a scene of an accident or
yes.
something. All right, he's seen one of these before. He knows how it can go. So someone out there calls in. Isn't that how it works,
Yep,
Sarah?
They do. They pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669.
Okay.
And you ask them a qualifying question.
I do?
Yeah.
Which one do I ask them then?
I don't know whichever one your finger falls upon.
Self-gift. We did that, didn't we?
Yes.
That's not it. Okay, here we go. All right. If you're making any resolution whatsoever for 2014... it will undoubtedly be what? There's one universal number one resolution that people make. Please. Are you saying that because of me? Not so bad. 5 pounds tops over. Let's go to the phones. Jim's on the line from Barnum, Minnesota. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim, can they have potlucks in Minnesota?
Oh, man, do they have potlucks with marshmallows.
Potlucks with marshmallows? Where do you put the marshmallows?
All the time.
Where do you put the marshmallows?
It goes in the potluck. It goes in the famous green Jell-O.
Oh, yeah, the green Jell-O. You got to put marshmallows in that.
Yep.
Okay. But it's legal. They won't bust you if you're having one. The cops won't rush in. Safety cops. Food
no,
safety cops.
Not at all.
No?
It's written in the law. It's a given.
Yeah. See, it used to be that way here. I don't know what happened. So, Jim, are you making a resolution for 2014?
No, but I think I know what the answer might
okay.
be.
Okay. What do you think it might be? Number one resolution you probably are making.
Lose weight.
That's it exactly. Why does everyone know that? Because that's what they all say when they do that. Okay, now let's hear from all of you who actually lost weight as a result of your resolution. See what I mean? Yeah, you raised your hand a little bit. Okay, so a pound doesn't really count, you know. If you miss one meal, you lose a pound. Jim, congratulations. You qualified for the quiz.
Hey, cool.
Okay, are you at work now or something? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm get ready to do some Christmas shopping.
Oh, you are? Okay. Target?
Yeah.
I've already used your card a couple times to check to make sure you got something in there.
Jim, that's what I was thinking.
Jim, this is Jeff. He's your partner here.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jeff.
Two, you work together. You're a collaborating team is what you are. And then we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
Yep, they are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Nice job, by the way, that song.
Oof.
You nailed it.
Oof.
No, you nailed it to the wall.
Two across.
No, you nailed it. two across. Jim. Oh, my God, that's a terrible thing to say on the holidays.
I'm sorry. You kind of set me up for it.
Okay. Jim, which one would you like?
How about science?
Science, okay. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
All right, Jeff. We got science here. This is good for you. The New Zealand man asked to agree with everything his wife said, had to call off the experiment due to clinical depression. After how long? It was an actual test. He had to agree with everything that she said. He could not disagree with her. He had to call it off because he was clinically depressed after 24 hours, 12 days, or one long weekend. Talk it over. Jeff, Jim?
What do you think, Jim?
I'm thinking the weekend. couldn't make it through the weekend.
I'm going to agree with Jim.
Are you married, Jim?
No.
Okay. That's why, maybe, huh?
Well, a couple hours.
Jim, let's go with the weekend.
One long weekend?
Sure.
Yeah, one long weekend. That was it for him. And then they had to start a new test of some sort. That one didn't work. That would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Places.
What I meant to say was you killed that song. What are you going to say now?
I would agree.
Okay. Percentage of Canadians, which Sarah is, by the way, percentage of Canadians who prefer holiday season to Christmas. They'd rather you said happy holiday season than Merry Christmas. Percentage of Canadians now, is it 8%, 5%, or 2% of Canadians go with the holiday season?
Jim, do you live close to Canada, Minnesota there?
Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah, it sure is. I'd say it's kind of a low number. I think they probably like Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So what do you think then? 8, 5, 2.
So I'd go towards 2, but...
What do you think? Jeff, you want to weigh in on this?
Jim sounds like an expert. Let's go with 2.
2% is right. All the rest of them... They don't seem to have that politically correct thing there. North of Maine.
It's kind of like the salad. It's kind of like the, we can bring stuff, build a church, and...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Whatever he said. And then what's left there?
The categories are current events.
Well, how many is that right now?
That is 2 right and 0 wrong, which means they're on the edge. The categories remaining are current events, people, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Jim, which one?
Oh, current events.
Current events is right out of the news. This year, this Christmas, girls really, really, really want one of the following. These are younger girls. Don't worry, Jim, it's not you. Is it A, Disney Frozen Anna doll and dress combo? B, Baby Alive Real Surprises Blonde Baby doll? Or C, Monster High 13 Wishes Twyla doll? That's what your younger girls really, 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 really want. Talk it over. These guys have no idea what anything.
Yeah, Jeff.
Please, don't hold up 3 fingers. They don't see that from here. It's radio.
Jim, the audience is holding up number 3.
Yeah.
You mean the Monster High 13 Wishes Twyla doll?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, wait.
Mean they'd rather have a Monster High 13 Wishes Twyla doll than a Disney Frozen Anna doll and dress combo?
Consensus is changing, Jim. It seems like we're going towards A in the crowd now.
Or a Baby Alive Real Surprises Blonde Baby doll.
Well, Jeff, I'm leaving it up to you.
Jeff, what do you think?
We're going to go with A.
Disney Frozen Anna doll dress combo? No, I'm sorry. It's the Monster High 13 Wishes Twyla doll. I thought everyone knew that.
Sorry, Jim.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it. You're still...
That's 2 right, but 1 wrong.
You're still out ahead here. Okay. What,
people, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends?
That's what I was going to get to. Any preference?
Things we should have learned in school.
School, okay. This could be anything.
Jim, you went to school, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Is using a cell phone contagious, like yawning?
Yes.
Yes, Jim says, without much doubt.
I concur.
Yes, it is. It is actually contagious. Holy cow. So you look at yours. Everyone is looking at theirs. Huh? No, we're fine. Okay, congratulations. You've won the quiz. And what have they won?
Jeff, you can safely teach your favorite parrot, cockatiel, or lovebird to fetch, forage, and exercise with Aviator Flight Line, a tangle-proof flight system which encourages proper flight behavior from the Parrot University at Hartman Aviary. Jim, your stocking will be stuffed with treasured Feldman memorabilia, including an assortment of Michael Feldman postcards and Michael Feldman posse stickers, a half dozen of What Do You Know temporary tattoos, a pair of What Do You Know buttons, and the highly collectible Silver Jubilee anniversary quarter. Oh. And both of you can add gusto to any meal with a jar of medium sweet salsa from Sanchez Specialties. First you taste the sweet, then you feel the heat. And keep the good times rolling playing What Do You Know the party game, including the winterproof Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice
job.
Nice
to meet you.
You did the in-laws proud, I believe. Jim, hang on. Make sure you get there. Thanks for playing. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right, then. What do you think? You want to hear another little polka tune? And can we do this for this song in particular now? Can we get, who's our best polka dancing couple here? It would be so special. She is? Yes? Come on. They must have sifted out. You saw the contestants earlier. Who? Those two? Could we get you to come up here just to do, no? Come on. Let's see who they are. As Steve Meisner assembles his wares here. Come on down here, right center stage. We want you center stage. Let's find out who you are, our polka couple of the year. You are?
Shirley Zabler.
Shirley?
Steve Ellickson.
Steve, and how do you know each other?
Oh, friends.
Just friends?
Dancing.
Dancing friends? Do you go out dancing together?
Yes, we do.
Where do you go when you go dancing?
Oh, Monroe, Janesville, Madison, Essen House.
Oh, the Essen House, Monroe. Where do you go in Monroe?
Turner Hall.
Turner Hall, Monroe. Great. They're still dancing out there. You guys go like every week, every couple weeks?
Whenever.
Okay.
New Glarus Hotel also.
I don't want to hear about that part of it. The New Glarus Hotel. That's your business, kids. That's your business. And what's this song going to be now?
How about the Snow Deer Polka?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay for you guys? Take it away.
I kept it short for you because you had to dance on the carpet. Otherwise, it could have been a 3-minute.
That was what? The Snow Deer polka.
Snow Deer.
Oh, I thought you said the Snow Deer.
Snow Deer
polka. That'd be good too, don't you think, for a polka? Snow Deer.
Maybe a little farther north.
Yeah. Looks like Snow Deer, the polka. You do any Romanian music or anything like that? Something a little different, a little change of pace?
We do a lot of different things, but yeah. Romanian is not part of it.
No? Well, what do you do that's like totally out of character?
It's not out of character for us.
No.
We do a lot of different kinds of
music.
Well,
tell
me. Would you like to hear something?
Yeah, something that no one ever expect to come out of Steve Meisner.
Pa-pa-pa, poker face, pa-pa, poker face.
Like, give me a second here. You want it to be a Christmas song?
No, I want it to be whatever, you know, would really say, wow.
Whatever you want.
Is that Meisner?
Well, whatever I want.
Was that Meisner? I want people to have that reaction.
All right.
Okay.
We have to keep it short.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to our holiday party, you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for being here and at home.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hail. Baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. jiving well. Oh, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will, you gotta jump and jive it. Then you will fail.
Here comes the...
Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Michael's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to chime and wail.
Public Radio International.